Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, and welcome to a brand spanking new episode of See You Next Tuesday, hosted by Melissa Diamond Montz and Megan Rose Rinks. You may be thinking, those sound like two beautiful, exotic dancers, but you would be wrong.
You know what? People hear the name Megan Rose and they immediately go, exotic dancer.
And there's a movie called Players Club and the main character's name is Diamond. So.
Yeah, like you're set. Mm-hmm. Like you're fucking set. I mean, I guess Rose could technically be like a dancer name, considering everybody's middle fucking name for a generation was Rose or like Marie, maybe Elizabeth, but usually
Nicole. A lot of Nicoles.
A lot of Nicole middle names.
Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting. Like, I think about how there's going to be grandparents named like Brittany and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, that's going to be like, and then for a generation, that's going to be like old people names, how we think of like Gertrude and stuff.
Right. And those aren't even names anymore, old people names anymore, because they don't exist. We got to move. Like, we've got to change it.
I know.
We've got to change our old people names, because they don't, they're not here anymore.
No, there's like literally like,
like Beverly's. That's what we got to change it to. Beverly's the good one.
Oh my God, Bev. Mm-hmm. Bev is kooky. Bev is crazy. Bev is fucking, Bev's a good time. She's been a good time at every stage in her life.
There's a, yeah, Beverly I, like I despise, so I won't agree with that.
And to me, it just sounds this. Like glamorous, like diva on a soap opera. Like, I think like the most famous soap opera star's name should be like it's Beverly not. Daniels. Like, mm-mm. That's just so like, or character, I guess.
Mm-mm. Nope, there's not.
What's like a there's soap not. Name, like a classic soap name?
Let's see. My favorite character, her name's Robin Scorpio. Marlena Evans.
Check out.
One on Days of Our Lives. Let's see. Some of them just, there's some names that I don't understand why there's multiple of them. Like there's a Finn currently both on General Finn? Hospital and on Bold and the Beautiful. And it's not even their first names. Like one of them is Tanner. His character's name, his last name is Finnegan, but everybody calls him Finn.
Okay.
But I don't understand why that is a name that's on both shows and it's used as their first name.
Yeah, that feels very trendy.
Yeah.
What's like the, is there anyone on like a soap that's named like Lauren or like Susan? There's or Laura. Sharon?
Laura is Laura Spence. Well, now her name is Laura Collins. Her name's Laura Collins. So yeah, she's close. She's one of the most like if you think of famous soap characters, she's one of the most famous. Her last name for a long time was Spencer, and she was part of a super couple, Luke and Laura, which a lot of people.
But
know.
Laura is an older name than Lauren. Like I think yeah. of like what about like a Lauren or a oh I just have on tip of my tongue that now I feel like Hannah maybe because isn't that biblical?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny.
There's a Jennifer on Days of Our Lives, and some people call her Jenny.
I think when this era of soap opera writers on these shows, they get older soon, the name people who are going to be naming some of this stuff, Gen Z, you're gonna have maybe some kookier names.
There's some one name like there are kooky names. There's like somebody named Scout. That's the character's first name is actually Emily, but they call her Scout. That's her middle name.
Scout?
Yes.
I thought you said Scalp, and I was like, what the there's fuck?
There's a Rocco. That's a child.
I knew a Rocco growing up. Your name, just name. These are very normal names to me. I'm like, yeah, Scout, Rocco, like, got it.
Yeah, they're actually
that is my upbringing.
I guess step siblings. What are you gonna say?
I don't know. I thought you were gonna say they're actually fucking with their step siblings.
No, they're like, children. No, they're literal okay, children.
Good, 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 good.
There are their parents though share two siblings that aren't siblings themselves.
There's not enough Adderall in the world that can make me understand this shit. Like, there's no shot in hell I could fucking watch it and comprehend. Like,
it's easy. Like, once you're sitting there and explaining it, like, you have to pause. But, like, I got my mom the other day, I got her caught up on, I mean, I'd say caught up, but she didn't even watch it. Like, I explain things and she understands it. My niece, Errol, I sat there and explained, and who had never watched and explained things. And she's like, oh, let's watch again. So jump in. It's repetitive. You can jump in if you wanted to.
I don't need any hyperfixation that has that much content because the I know good
you would get in because if you were to get in, you would get so hyperfixated because the Wikipedia pages are endless because there's so many characters and there's so many people that have been related to the characters that have been on. Like General Hospital is about to have in April will be the 60th anniversary. So we're in the 60th season right now.
Like I don't even like watching shows as they air because I can't find an active community talking about it online. Otherwise, I'm not going to go to sleep. Like, I'm going to, like, I need a stopping point. Like, I need to watch a show that has ended, mm-hmm. whether it was, like, 6 months ago or, like, 4 years ago. And then I can do one day of research. But if you're going to be up, if people are going to be updating that, like, I'm going to have to be there to read it. And yeah. it will consume yeah, my whole life.
When I jumped back in to General Hospital was in college during a time of deep depression. And so it was what I needed. And that is like, I just spent days upon days on all the forums learning so much. And yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. That was me in college with Vampire Diaries. And I never finished it because I got into a better place mentally. But you know, I think I owe it to, I owe it to our friends to finish the show. And I keep telling Mods, I was like, we got to fucking watch this because I think he is going to be like obsessed because he loved Gossip Girl. Like he mm-hmm. like lives for an absolutely unrealistic high school show like that. But like not Euphoria. That's too, I don't give me the hard drugs. Give me the death. Give me the killings. Give me the murderous vampires. Don't give me heroin. Like, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. One of these things is too real. So I have been talking about how we need to watch that. And he's also never seen Uptown Girls.
I've never seen either.
You just need to mentally prepare because do you love Brittany Murphy? Have you like seen a lot of her stuff?
I've seen Clueless.
Okay. Because how you will feel for like, she is the epitome of, you know, people like, oh, she has it. Like she has whatever factor it is. Like she lights up the whole fucking screen. Mm-hmm. Like she's amazing.
8 Mile.
If only Mots was here. She like is, she's fantastic. She's so good in it. Like she's, it's like one of the greatest things ever. And like the movie would, is good, but it wouldn't be anything without her. Mm-hmm. And it's devastating. Like it was one of my favorite. And like, that is my, if I could have the closet and swap the closet with any fictional character, it is that. Like she has this one blue marine dress, which is like so, so fucking iconic. And I was looking it up and turns out Ivy Getty of the Getty family bought the dress and like has all these Instagram pictures wearing it. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous, but it's great. And that's how I learned the song Ice Ice Baby.
Stop.
Can I put M-E?
I thought you were gonna finish it.
I don't know all the words. I just,
I mean, it's literally the first line.
Stop,
in the
collaborate
song.
And listen.
There you go.
Ice is back in.
I just wanted the first line. You're
okay,
good.
Cool. Because I don't know the rest of it.
Neither do I. Cool.
I have two talking points that I want to talk to you about.
Did you make the note?
Nope. I just remembered the second one as we were talking.
I thought you were looking down at your notes. Go ahead before you forget.
No. I'm looking down at my game. First one. I am not going to forget the second one I already primed you for. So like if I forget that, you can remind me.
I don't remember. So
I told you it was just like a new year, like a new thing I wanted to do.
Okay.
Okay. Did you see the new Charlie's Angels movie?
Yes. I saw it in theaters.
I've never seen any of the Charlie's Angels movies because I wasn't allowed to watch them because they promoted violence. I was also not allowed to watch Powerpuff Girls. Or Pokemon or pretty much anything. So I've never seen them and I've always really wanted to see them and I just like kind of forget about their existence because they're relatively old. And when we were at our hotel, Mots was like, oh, like let's watch the new one. Like I think that'll be so fun. And I have found a community. We're a small community. But we fucking love that movie. And like, I can only imagine if the people who are saying that like, oh, I didn't like it. Like, oh my God, the original ones are so much better. I'm so excited to see the originals. It's not going to make me dislike this one. But like, this one is, it's fucking perfect. And as a Kristen Stewart stan, she shines. Like, I am just obsessed with, you know, obviously Elizabeth Banks wrote and directed it. But I need to know how that studio session went with the studio just being like, and I want Kristen Stewart for this role because
she was that girl, like she was being cast in everything when she said it. So I don't even think it was a
no, but it's so like
I think it might have been written for her.
I was just going to say, that's what I was like. To me, like, I don't know anyone who could have done that better of, like, this, like, weaponizing femininity and, like, sexuality and having the entire audience in on the joke. Like, you can fucking see it in her eyes, which is, like, some of the best acting that you can do is when you are playing a character who's playing a character, but the audience... The audience knows you're playing a character and it's kind of like a wink, wink, nod, nod, but it's not so overt that you're watching it going, well, this person would obviously know that they're lying or they're faking this or whatever it is. Like, she does such a good job of it. She looks stunning. Her outfit's fucking great. And she's so funny. And she got so much shit from so many people who thought she was a horrible actress. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. She has had bad directors, but she's never been a bad actress. Like, Twilight, if anyone wants to take that as a case study, find me two characters in that fucking film who were in the same movie together. Everybody is acting on different planets. Nobody knows what fucking movie they're making. Like, they're all starring in different productions. Like, it's just not, it's not it. And she was insufferable as Bella Swan because Bella Swan is insufferable. But she was so fucking good in this and she was so funny and I loved it.
I enjoyed it and I walked out the theater being like, oh, that was so good. And then the reviews start rolling in. I was like, were we watching the same movie?
That's so how I felt. People didn't like it.
No, people didn't like it. They called it was like panned really bad. Really bad.
I mean, my theory of this, like, I will say that, like, after the credits rolled, like, the post-credit sequence, there's, like, one
52% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Criminal. That's literally criminal. But, like, so the part in the end where it's all the cameos of other celebrities and famous people or whatever, that...
But they've been part of the Charlie's Angels world, I think. I don't remember. I really don't remember the film.
Not all of them.
Okay.
But so, like, there's some of them that, like, I think, like, for the athletes and for, like, the professionals in, like, the specialty things. Oh, yeah.
Now I remember.
I think it's cool. Like, that's kind of fun. It's something you would have done for press, but they just happened to put it at the end of the movie. It's, like, post-credits. You, like, literally cannot take a post-credit sequence.
I just want to make sure if I'm remembering it right, these are people that are also spies, but people don't know they're spies. Is that what that post-credit was?
So I don't know if that was supposed to be the implication. I think what the implication also was is for some of them, they were fellow angels. And then for some of them, they were like the teachers who are professionals in their area who came in to train and teach the angels. I don't know if it necessarily meant that they were angels themselves or they were just... you know, the best professors and best teachers to do whatever. There's the one sequence I will say that is not very good. And it's when they're jumping out of the plane and you have additional actresses there. And then two people who are not actresses who it was Ali Raisman and Chloe Kim, I think it was. And was that a little over the top and kind of campy? Yes. But oh, and then also the fact Ariana Grande produced the soundtrack. So I kept being like, why is that there? Every single song is Ariana Grande. And the Miley Lana Ariana song, some of the lyrics for like some of the verses are just like not very good. But my thought, and I like was explaining this to Mots going into it, that I was like, I could see how some people would probably be up in arms about this. But I'm like, this isn't like a, oh, look at them like flexing like girl power. I'm like, do you know how many more successful women it takes for a movie to green light than men? Like, it's like, oh no, we need to, like, they're not going to green light unless we pad it with an Ariana Grande soundtrack. They're not going to do it. Like it's like, you essentially have to do an excess.
Isn't Jocelyn in it?
What?
I think, hold on.
Wait. Now that you're making this kind of sound familiar, hold on. Like in a crowd scene?
I think so. I think she's like part of that end.
Oh, she's in the crowd scene in when the guy, they drop his phone.
Like she was like flown out to do it. Like,
yeah. So I was going to say, I know they did a lot of that. Like,
yeah. So I was just reading that it says, so like the Haley Steinfeld, like the people jumping out the plane are the recruits. And then we've got Ronda Rousey, Danica Patrick, Laverne Cox are instructors. Then Michael Strahan is like part of the Bosley Branch, and then you've got two former Angels who are playing themselves, Jacqueline Smith and Kelly Garrett, who were like were in the original show. And then there's stills of other people that have also been Angels in the past. So it's all connected.
Yeah. And like, I think a lot of people think that like movies with like women can be as understated as they are with men, but like, it's like literally just not the case. Like, they'll greenlight a movie with like one famous guy in it with an unknown, I will always use it as an example. The fucking Greatest Showman. Like, I literally don't care if people love that. Like, that movie is so fucking bad. It's badly done. No offense to anybody who worked on it, but like, the crux of it is like, P.T. Barnum is not a good guy. And when you make a movie about him being a good guy, it's not going to be very good because it's not true and it's not like believable storytelling. But like, it was made because it's Hugh Jackman, and I mean, he's great in it. He's very talented. All the actors are very talented. Like, people are good in it, but like, that was made. And I think the guy who like did the script with him, like, he was like a grip or something like on set where he befriended Hugh Jackman. They talked about it and they did this and they got this whole movie greenlit. Like, that doesn't happen with women. It's like, okay, well, if you want to do a girl power movie, for every, you would need one famous guy, but you now need 30 famous girls to do this, and you need everyone to promote this more than anything ever. So in those things, it can feel like overkill. Even the Ocean's 8, was that the that one? I also loved that, but part of the criticism, people are like, it just feels like they're just trying to, like, you know, it's like, okay, you're putting, like, we get it, like, feminism, like, you can't green,
but it's not just like for Oceans, I didn't really like feel even this movie. I feel like people think that women just being women is feminism, and it's not. That it's just existing. But also, people don't think that women can do camp. And both those films are very campy. Mm-hmm. And people don't get that. It's like, these are campy films that are just meant for, like, women can have just campy films that are just popcorn films that we can enjoy. Everything does not have to be a think piece in the same way that men can have just like, and I say this like in the way that Hollywood sees it, because like women, men, non-binary people, we enjoy things that are meant for a specific audience. There's four quadrants that everyone fits in, and Hollywood, it's like, it needs, everything needs to fit in these, in at least two quadrants, and if you have four, great, but like, they think that we have to fit in a certain box to be considered what is like a woman-led film, and it either has to be romantic, like super romantic, or it's either romantic or just like super feminism, and you can't exist outside of that for women in Hollywood's eyes. But like, women can be goofy and like funny and also just like kicking ass without having a man there holding our hand. And it's like, these action films that men are in, yeah, they might have like a romantic interest, but all they're doing is like going around with the gun shooting people, and people laud it as like the greatest thing ever. And men can just exist like that, and they don't want that for women because they don't think we'll go out and see it.
Yeah.
And that's just simply not true.
And I'm like devastated that this didn't like do well, because, you know, I really hope they can like chalk it up to like, I don't know, COVID started earlier internationally, and they can chalk it up to international box office, whatever it is. Like, I really fucking hope they can make another in some capacity.
They still make money. The budget was 48 to 55 million and it made 73.3 million. Oh. Like, it was a success.
Oh, financially, okay. When I read it was a success. Everyone, it made it sound like it tanked in the box office.
No. And also, it came out in November. That's right before Oscar bait starts being. And so then people think like it has to, again, when I say Oscar bait for people that don't work in the industry, a lot of people like, that's when the Oscar movies come out, is December, January. Like, this is in later part of November. These are the movies that people are letting out that are very serious. Honestly, I think most of them are terrible movies that are going to get nominated for films. And so it came out in that weird time. There's a weird period after summer blockbusters, and then between Oscar bait, and that's when it came out. And yeah. And it did very well, but it was not, I don't know why people, if you go back and look at the other Charlie's Angels, first of all, the TV show, fantastic.
I've never
seen
it. My
dad, I mean, it came out in the 70s. They play it on TV Land when I was younger. And then like my dad still watches all those old TV shows. Like, it's a great show. Like, so good. And then the movies that came out with Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz, they are goofy as fuck. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they are lauded as like, and I don't know, because I was a kid. So it could have been like the adults, the critics thought they were bad movies. But as I fucking enjoyed those movies. And same with this one. As I said, I walked out the theater and I was like, that was so good. And then everyone else was saying it was bad. And I was like, what did y'all expect to see? This like, movie falls perfectly within this, the universe of this franchise.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that book of the month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Yeah, like I was telling Mons that I was like, I think of all of like the movies when someone's trying to make me feel, I don't like being told how I'm feeling. Like I don't like movies that try and force you to cry or really like go for the laughs mm-hmm. that like aren't there. And I feel the same way about like, you know, warm and fuzzy empowerment, like feminism or whatever. And this to me, I think like, it's a movie about women, made by women, mm-hmm. written by a woman. And the only like, quote unquote, there's nothing in overt about like the feminism, because it's just innate. Like I was like, oh my God, my heart, when they're just like excited for each other and they're like jumping up and down. And like, that's like a very real honest thing of that support. Or when, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen, because like I literally was like, oh my gosh, like it literally made me go, oh, when the kind of like towards the very end, like the plot twist, you know, the lights go out and then they come back on. And like that moment, like that to me, it was just like, it's simple. And I think, like you were saying, like I think how people have to consume women is you're either going through trauma and you're going mm-hmm. through pain and you're overcoming being a woman, or you're embracing that you're a woman and you're accepting your lower status point, or you're becoming the amalgamation of all of those fucking stereotypes for that. Like, and it just feels like you're right in like that there's no room for just like existing. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be used as a catalyst for empathy of like, oh, poor woman, or haha, stupid woman, let's laugh at her. And like, it was just so good. And it made me so, it sounds cheesy, but it like made me so excited for like little kids can, when they can grow up and watch that and like see mm-hmm. that. Like, if I could see that as a kid, like, oh my God, I would have thought that was like the coolest thing ever. And I liked how they depicted female friendships. Mm-hmm. I liked how.
But even in that, you're saying female friendships, that's like.
Well, that's what I mean. But like, in like, when's the last time? And I think of the movies that I grew up in, like, most of like the friendships, if it's like a movie, like an all girls movie, like I think Sister of the Traveling Pants, like there's some fucking heavy shit in there. There's like very few movies that I felt like were made for young girls that I could see other, like that's people my age or around my age in, that were just fun. Mm-hmm. And if they were fun, they were chaotic and they were bad people and they weren't nice to each other. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, between like Gossip Girl and like even the Click books, like there's all these like sort of things that I loved Sleepover, but like half of them are so fucking mean to each other too. And like, it's just, I think like in this, I had the same feeling when I watched like Frozen. Like, I think that there's not more to read into it. There's not passive aggressiveness in it. It's just mm-hmm. like kind of, it is what it is. And I like, I love that. And I love that I want more people to make stuff like that. And I just, I thought it was so fucking good. I was also going to ask you, did you watch Glass Onion?
Not yet. Mm-mm. Okay. I've been watching White Lotus. Yeah.
Are you liking it?
I don't understand the hype. I really don't. It feels like nothing's happening in any episode. Like, I truly, like, there's truly nothing happening. But I'm watching it because I'm like, I finished the first season a few weeks ago. I think I watched it in like two nights. And I was like, when's it going to get to the good part? Like, I was watching because I was waiting for whatever the good thing was.
I have felt like that's probably going to – I think that's why I've held off on watching it, is because everybody was talking about it, but I was like, no one said anything that, like, makes me want to watch this. Like, what – I couldn't tell – it's a hotel, and then mm-hmm. there's people, like – but I haven't seen anything.
That's literally the show. It's a hotel, and we're following groups of people.
Yeah.
That's literally what the show is, and I just – I don't know. I will say the performances are good. Like, the cast is great. Like, mm-hmm. they picked good people. I like seeing this one actress that was on, I first saw her on One Life to Live. And then she was on Megan Fahey that I first saw her on.
The Bold Type.
The Bold Type. But she was on One Life to Live. Playing, I think she escaped from prison or something and was trying to kill people, and she was like a teenager. It was wild. It was the weirdest time of that show that I've ever seen. And you know, soaps get wild, but it was like they brought in three brothers that were all in their 20s. I think it might have been like their last ditch effort, because it did happen right before the show got canceled, to bring in a younger audience. But they brought in these three brothers that were like the Ford brothers. None of them could act, but they were all just beautiful to look at, and she was part of that crew. And I just don't, I really lost in what the storyline was at the time. But it's great to see how much she's grown.
Mm-hmm.
And I even like on The Bold Type, I thought that amongst the three girls that she was really good, but like her character was the weakest one.
Yeah.
And it's good seeing her in this part, because I think that her subtleties are great and just the looks that she gives. But again, and of course, Jennifer Coolidge and Aubrey Plaza are going to give great performances, and Theo James is beautiful to look at, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm still intrigued.
Like waiting because, for it to happen.
Yeah, I'm intrigued because I'm just like, what's
like, there has to be a reason why every, like, this can't just be it.
Yeah, and people talk about, like, the humor of it. I'm like, I haven't laughed one time, and I've watched at this point, I think there were 8 episodes in the first season, and then I've watched 3 of the new one, and I'm like, so I'm halfway through the second one, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just not for me, but I'm going to keep watching it.
We should. Mott's brought up, like, Yellowstone, and I was like, hard pass, babe. That is Succession for Republicans.
You know that there's, like, 5 spinoffs for that show?
Yeah. I just, like, as soon as I heard what it was, and I was like, oh, it's, like, the Wild West. And I was like, cool. Is it mostly women? And I was like, oh, no, it's mostly men. There's, like, 2 women. I was like, And I'm
also
out.
Like wild, aka, like, quote unquote Wild West, like cowboys, majority of them were Black and Indigenous, and I don't want to see, like, if I'm gonna see a cowboy show, which my grandmother loved Westerns, loved, mm-hmm. and it was all white people, and I grew up watching, like, I say grow up, but these shows went off before I was even born, like Gunsmoke and Bonanza. And she would say I think there's a character on Gunsmoke called Miss Kitty, and I wouldn't go to sleep until after Gunsmoke would go off, after I saw Miss Kitty. I have a soft spot for him, but I'm just like, let's do something different with it.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, yes, there were straight cowboys, but there's also, like, a very long, you know, history of it's in same-sex relationships, mm-hmm. and being ostracized and being able to be, like, mm-hmm. a transient because it protects you and from, like, dangerous people, whether it's because you're not white or because of who you're attracted to. Like, it's just like, I have zero fucking interest in watching a TV show. Like, it's like a Southern, like, cowboy version of the first season of Game of Thrones, where it's like, it just feels like an excuse for, like, men to treat women poorly and blame it on, like, the time period.
Yeah.
And I just, like, have zero interest. And I was, like, telling Mott's, and I was like, you know, people call that, like, Succession for Republicans, right? And he was like, oh, I just saw every, and I was like, yeah, it's just, I'm sure it's pretty and I'm sure it looks nice, but, like, I don't need to see it.
If you want to watch a really good Western, a modern Western, that's a movie I highly recommend, The Harder They Fall, if you haven't seen it yet. The cast is stacked. Like, we've got,
is it streaming?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It was a Netflix film.
That sounds good. I feel like I've seen, I think I saw the announcement or the promo for it, and I was like, this is stacked. Like, yeah. Yeah. So, like, I think that there's so many better opportunities, and it does kind of feel like the things that get really hyped on the masses and that are trending on Twitter, not just, like, based on, like, your interest in what you like, everyone says, like, oh, look how much Hollywood has changed. I'm like, this feels like we're applauding white mediocrity again and mm-hmm. again and again. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, we've talked at, like, nauseam about how much we loved, like, Reboot, and, like, there's lots of shows that are funny. Like, I think Hacks is also funny and really great. Like, there are so many good ones, but I just feel like the stuff that gets so big is usually not worth all that hype.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I will say that Aubrey Plaza's character has had a lot of good one-liners calling things out, but she's also not a good person, which I like characters like that where they're complex and they think they're so good that they don't see their own flaws.
Mm-hmm.
So It's interesting, but again, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I have a hard time with slow burns on streaming shows. Like, I just, I'm not good at waiting that out. Like, if it's already done, it's been six seasons, you tell me it's a slow burn, I'll stick it out.
Well, the thing is with White Lotus is that each season is
an anthology, right?
Yeah, it's an anthology, but Jennifer Coolidge's character is in both of them. So I think she's kind of like the character that strings it together. I don't know if she'll be in the third season too, or who will be in the third season, but it's still like, you're just following people that live in the hotel. I don't know what they're trying to say. Rich people are bad, I guess. But even like the first season, I'd say the rich people are bad, but it was like, also, some of the hotel employees were terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll watch it. We need to have new shows anyway, but I think we're going to watch
it. I just
want to
discuss it just because I just want to see if I'm missing something.
Okay, well, maybe we'll watch that one first because it's shorter than Dead to Me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead to Me's.
Yeah, I know. Perfect. That's why I told Mats. I was like, we got to watch because you don't give bad recommendations. Mm-mm. You need to watch Glass Onion so we can talk about it. And yeah. I have been toying with, good word choice, for my potential new hobby. And I use hobby loosely. It could be a hyperfixation, which is why I am not embarking on the journey yet, because I do need to make sure I think it out well. And not only I think it out well, Moth and I are literally going to go over and budget so I can get an estimate of, if I decide to do this, how much would the cost be over time, not just one time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a dollhouse.
How big?
Like 13 going on 30, like one of those wooden ones with the little shingles that's like painted a pretty color, and you like wallpaper the inside and you get fucking miniatures and you like make like perfect little rooms. And then when we have a kid, they're not allowed to touch it until they're too old to really enjoy it. And then they can just look at it.
Once you do it, can I make my own, like bring my own little stuffed animals over and then do the Sylvania dramas?
Yes, you can. But like, you can't like leave them there because if they're like not the right size and aesthetic for it.
They're mine. I said me.
You can rent the soundstage.
Yeah.
I'm like intrigued, but I need to do more research because I was like, you know what, the dollhouses. So it started off because my Facebook was listening to me and I was on Marketplace and then it was like dollhouse. And I was like, okay. And I'm looking at all these ones on Marketplace and I was like, this is so cool. And then I was showing my future sister-in-law and she was like, oh yeah, these are like, were really big. She's older than me. And she was like, these are really big when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I think we're the same age.
Yeah. I think you guys are probably like right around the same age. And she was like, I looked on Amazon. I was like, oh, you can actually buy these kits still. And she goes, yeah, you can like build them yourself and paint them. And then I found out you have to install like all 350 shingles individually. And I was and she was like, it's a lot. Like, I don't know if you should do that part. But like, I even looked up on Etsy, like miniature bathtub. And some of them are like $10. So I'm like, that's kind of a lot. And then some were like $100. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so I just feel like it would be very on brand, but not in a good way, for me to buy a dollhouse and furnish a dollhouse while I'm living in a home we just bought that is not fully furnished.
Your house itself is in a hobby, but the toy house is a hobby.
I know.
So it's like two different things. It's like me writing like to sell a script versus me writing fan fiction. They're two different things.
That's really true. But the whole time I was debating it, I just kept thinking, I was like, well, Melissa is just doing things for her younger self for her New Year's. And I was like, and this dollhouse like is for little me. And like there, I've been looking into like a lot of things that people are like, not intentionally like, oh, healing my inner child or whatever. But like some, like, you know, it doesn't have to be that deep, but people who like, you know, you couldn't afford an American Girl doll. And so like people in their adult life are buying American Girl dolls and like getting the clothes. And there's so many things.
I do want to go to the restaurant. Like,
oh, bitch.
Let's go make dolls and go to the restaurant.
I fucking bet they have so many gluten-free shit. Like, I just could see them being like, we're here for you and your doll's needs. If they're catering to dolls, they better fucking cater to allergies.
Yes.
No, but like I was thinking about that and I was like, that would be like so fun. Like I would love to get an American Girl doll. Like I had one and it was the one that was like the cheapest at the time was like the one that you could make look like you. And there was no, like there were no books. There were no any of that extra stuff. So when you got that, you were kind of like, you could always get more stuff, but you know, it's kind of completed as it is. And I got it when I was probably like 10 or 11, which is, you know, older for that kind of thing. And I'm grateful and like lucky I was able to have that. But it was when you have everything after everyone already has it and then they've already moved on from that thing, it's like it doesn't hit the same for you as like a as a kid. Like it just kind of feels like an afterthought and like a, oh, this feels like maybe you intentionally got this for me, like when it wouldn't mean as much as it would have before. But now I'm like, I think I would like so appreciate some of like those things and putting like the time and energy into something like a dollhouse and like making it like look all nice. And I was also thinking about so many people are selling these ones on Facebook Marketplace that are like fully furnished. And these are like, you know, like older people selling this and they're like talking like, oh, this is from like 1970. And it's like, oh, wow. So this probably was yours when you were a kid. And then it was your kids. And like, I like that idea of like, not like relics, but things that are kind of like time caps, like a physical time capsule. Like I have so much like digital and video stuff of like, oh, my life at this and this and this. But like I miss like the tactical things and like doing things with my hands and making things. And I feel like it could be really fun, but I need to weigh the pros and cons of what is going to cost more, me making a dollhouse or if I get into pottery. But pottery, I've always loved pottery, but I don't want to have to drive all the way to a kiln to fire it. So
yeah,
that seems like a lot of effort. But how fun would that be? Just like,
I think it's a lot of fun. Especially because you love puzzles and stuff and you like decorating. So it's just, yeah, I don't think you should. I know money is money, but I just don't think that you should think of it as in.
That's what Mott says.
As in like, this is something I'm spending money on. Like think of it as investing in your mental health.
You're literally verbatim saying what Mott's is saying because he's just like, you spend no money on things for you that you can't see another. It has to have like a practical use or it has to be a work-related expense. He's like, you literally don't spend anything that's like not like that's just not for you to have fun. Like you'll find ways to have fun with things that have other uses. And he was like, it's fun money. You don't have fun money. And I was like, okay.
You could make yourself like a budget and put it in an account. And you're like, this is how much money I'm going to spend and leave it at that.
And I think that what I will like about it too is it could be like an ongoing long-term and it has to be like a long-term kind of project. And because it's a dollhouse where one side is open and one side is not, I can just flip it around and then I don't have to look at something that's incomplete if I'm like, if that's like making me lose my mind.
Yeah. But like, or like have an anchor point and like I'm only working on this part of this specific part of the kitchen.
Yeah. And like the process of it, because I'm an adult who's not necessarily wanting to like play with it, but it's doing it is the process and having something that's not end goal oriented, that's just enjoying doing it. I don't do that. And like, that does make that like scratches a really nice itch in my brain. And I think it would be great.
And let's say you're doing the bathroom. It's like, I'm doing the bathroom. And if you don't like it, you can redo it. Yeah. Like it's not something you have to put like a lot of, there's no pressure. You can do whatever.
Yeah, there's no
you
consequence
want.
Either. Mm-hmm. Like, and
it's like just doing, for you.
And doing the little gingerbread houses. Like when I was doing that, Mott's was like, you're like ecstatic. Like I would just be like sitting in silence for hours doing them. And like, I had so much fun. And I like loved it. And he was like, you should like get back to doing some like more of that stuff. And the other part of my brain that's like, you know, if you, I need to monetize something, do something for a job. Like if I were to do that, that's also not a finished product. Like it is showing a process over time. And if I felt inclined to show it and wanted to do that, it's not putting pressure on myself that like, oh, you're a failure. You have to finish this project. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing is the journey. And if anything, I would think I would probably want to prolong it because I don't want to be totally done with it.
Yeah.
And I think it would just be a great time because I did think about getting a Christmas village and doing that. But I think that's like a collected over long term and like going to thrift stores to find stuff. But a dollhouse, I could also keep it in our like garage. Mm-hmm. And if it's like big and I don't have to like, doesn't have to take up all this space while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tempted. And now my entire fucking Facebook marketplace is suggestions of dollhouses. And some of them, I just need people. If your stuff is not selling on Facebook marketplace, you know, it might not be this is your case, but it might be that you look like a fucking serial killer with the kinds of photos you take. I need to find this specific one. Melissa, it is absolutely terrifying. I think they called it like dollhouse and big Barbie. And I was like, what? Like, first of all, put them in different listings. But the photo that they do of the quote unquote big Barbie. Oh, let's see.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
While you're looking that up, I didn't know this with the American Girl store at the Grove is closed.
That is a staple. That's a foundational part of the Grove. The Grove will crumble without. You're fucking kidding me.
Mm-mm. It looks like they're doing a pop up, or there's going to be a new store opening sometime in 2023 at Century City.
But I do love Century City.
I do actually like that way more than the Grove. But me too. But still.
That's like really sad. What's going to be sad? Well, it's prime real estate. Who's going to get that?
It's been open. Like they closed it in like April. Like it's been gone.
I have not seen it. Mm-mm. Oh my God. I don't know if I'll find this. Did they remove the listing because someone definitely told them that it was scary? Okay, well, I don't know if I'm going to fucking find this, but I just want you to know that it said Dollhouse and Big Barbie. And the first couple pictures were of the Dollhouse, fine dandy. You swipe, it is just a photo of the Barbie's crotch. And then you go, what the fuck? Then you click to expand it, and it looks like a giant Barbie. You can't even really tell for scale. I think they put it near an outlet so you could kind of see. But it was like a Barbie. Barbie had seen some better days. Like Barbie had gone on like a week-long fucking bender. Her hair was like absolutely like just tangled, and it just looked like straw. Like it looked like a yellow, like it looked like a scrub daddy. Like that is like what the hair looked like. And it looked, I don't know if I'm making it up, but it definitely looked like she had like some drunk Lauren Conrad mascara tears. Like it was just so rough, and it was like a jump scare, but I loved it.
No.
But there's so many beautiful houses like this. And I would have absolutely died to have something like that when I was a kid. And it'd be so cool to like give to your kids and then give have your kids give it to like their kids and just like enjoy it. So
I was into more video games and doing things like outdoors and stuff. So I wasn't into dolls really as a kid. Like I would sneak and like them, but it wasn't my public face. Yeah. But Melanie had a dollhouse. That was really cool.
Yeah. I always wanted to like have one of those.
Yeah. Since I, didn't like them, and I say that in quotations, she would play with it during the day, and then when I came home from school she would pack it up because she didn't want me to see her playing with it, and I didn't know this till she was older, and it really hurt my heart because she just wanted me to like her.
Yeah, and she didn't want you to make fun of her. Yeah. No, I mean like I did not grow up in a house where like femininity and like anything that was like girly or wasn't like tomboy-ish or wasn't like intellectual was like a thing. Like I remember my aunt used to like bought me like a princess dress, and I just got made fun of relentlessly by adults. Mm-hmm. And I still like loved like that kind of like girly sort of stuff, but I like played far more by myself. But I remember this like one adult in like not related to me, but you know. Mm-hmm. It would like be I probably would have called her like my godmother or like my aunt or something, but we weren't blood related. And she was like my first experience with like what someone who's maternal is. And she hadn't had kids yet. And her mom was super fucking maternal, and she was a teacher. And I would go visit, and they had like a farm, and it was huge. And she would make it like fairy houses. She would like carve out in the stumps. She would do like little, like she would do like biodegradable, like little glitter and like little fairy footprints. And they would leave a flower crown that they wore and then leave one for me. And she would do it everywhere. And it would last days. Like,
oh my
gosh. It was nonstop. And it was like, it was magic. And it was like so little and so cool and felt like so fantastical and like wondrous. And I just remember as a little kid, like having an adult who is, you know, I don't necessarily think that they're doing it for me at that age. Like, I don't think that they're lying or being disingenuous, but having like an adult be excited about something for like a little me, like a young thing, like there's something so cool about that. And then I would see, I think it was at her house that she had an old dollhouse. And I knew it was like fragile and delicate and I didn't even want to touch it or break it. But I just remember like looking at it and being so excited that like I thought it was so cool and she thought it was so cool. And that I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. That like that kind of stuff for like little kids. I even see that with like our nephew, like when I'm like on his level and like playing with him in his world, like that's so fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. And not that that's like not something that I'm like that will innately come like when we have kids, but having something that like you're excited about to show a kid that doesn't happen when they turn 18. Like it doesn't like mm-hmm. it's something that you can be excited to share with them from a genuine place when they're young. Like, oh, I love that. Like, and like 13 mm-hmm. going on 30.
My thing that I just shared with the children was Tommy from the Power Rangers, rest in peace. He passed away recently. He had this video where he taught you, because he was actually a martial artist, and he taught like in the dojo that was on Power Rangers set. He taught like a class of how to do, and it was like a VHS set, and I found it on YouTube. And I like cleared the living room and put it on, and we all did it. And they have fun. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Like I love that kind of stuff. And I think like we're in that era of adulthood, but also just like where with social media and everything of being like, oh, enjoying kid things mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. And that's so, it's so nice. Cause like, yeah. I think for a long time, like kids were regarded as kids. And then things that kids did were regarded as like, childish became like a synonymous with silly and like mm-hmm. stupid. And mm-hmm. now that we've gotten older, like we're like, oh, that was the fucking time. And we did right. not enjoy it. Like, let's go back Let to some of back. That stuff. It could be so fun.
Yeah. I signed up for swimming lessons, which I can swim, but not very well because we had swimming pools, but pretty much every summer we were moving. So I never had like proper swim lessons. So I've signed up for that. I have
Damn
my
it,
first
Melissa,
one.
Now I don't have a comrade in the can swim, not great camp. Well, you have to save me if I I won't drown, but like,
yeah, that's the thing.
I don't
it's
know,
like,
but
I
I'm getting
drown.
To shore very quickly.
But my first lesson is on next Thursday. So I'm really excited about that. And the first lesson's free.
It's like, oh, nice. Cool.
They kind of like do an assessment and stuff.
What can you do?
What can I do? Swimming like as far wise. As swimming? Like doggy paddle, float.
Okay. Wow. So like, you really are abandoning me. We really were the same. I can
I
do
thought
a
you
modified
were gonna...
kind
I
of
thought you were I thought you were like really good because you grew
no,
up in
bitch.
California.
No,
so
I know.
Just thought that so, you were good.
Taking my, I am probably one of the very few swim was fucking huge in Marin. Like not mm-hmm. only was everybody like, it was like swim team, water polo. We had to do a swim unit like year fucking round in PE. And I was like, but all of the fucking pools by us were private. Like it's like $2,000 a fucking year or something. Like, I don't even know how it's like so fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. So like, I learned how to swim. Mine is the exact opposite. I learned how to swim in the summers at my grandma's condo.
Got it.
But like, how much do you really learn how to swim in a crowded condo full of like old yeah. people when you're only there for like a couple weeks?
Yeah.
So I can do the same thing. I can float if I don't get stressed. But if I get stressed, I am sinking right down. I can doggy paddle. I can tread water.
Yeah.
Probably not how you're supposed to, but
same.
I can. Same.
Like
it.
Again, I'm not gonna drown, but I get.
But like, well, I'm not gonna drown quickly. Like, yeah. I might be using more energy than I'm supposed
exactly.
to.
Exactly. I'm enough where I can get to the edge.
Yeah, exactly. It, not quickly, and I can do a modified. I've called it a breaststroke. I don't think it's technically a breaststroke, but I can do underwater swimming.
Yeah, same. Same. I can do that too. I can do underwater swimming. That
but
is a modified breaststroke, but I can't
freestyle.
Swim. No, no, no,
no,
no, no. I can't.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So
wow, you have to tell me how this goes because that has like always been a very self-conscious point of mine. That like I'm well aware of when we're like going to places if people are like hopping off of a boat. I have to be like,
no,
I need to know
Give me a
like
float.
How deep it is, and I need to have one within. Oh. arm's length, because I'm also going to panic if I'm having to like just tread water over there. I'm going to
I need a life jacket on. I'm not just jumping. Give me a life jacket, and I don't care what I look like. So I've signed up for that. I'm getting better insurance before I get into the gymnastics. So I'm upping my insurance.
That's
I'm
a
like,
good call. Because it's going to be older, harder to save you from that than the water. They
exactly.
Just pop in and scoop
you
out.
Yeah, I mean, people go to swimming for low resistance. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm upping my insurance, which I just forgot my card that I have. My insurance stuff come out of, but I've upped it. I just need to put in my credit card information. And
so
I'll
do you
start
mean your health
gymnastics.
Insurance or your life insurance?
My health insurance. Probably okay. Should do something with life insurance too. No.
I'm starting gymnastics. Please advise whether I should change my life insurance policy too. Yeah. I am in my 30s.
But I also don't, I think I might just do tumbling and not full gymnastics, because I was never good on anything else but tumbling anyway. And it's too late to start trying, really.
Yeah. I think it'll be easier probably to find adult tumbling classes than like
it's already no there's like a full adult like play
like
it's
beam
a, yeah and- they have all of it. So I found it's not that far from my house either. Same with the swimming place, and not that far from my house. And so they've got classes on certain days of the week that are just adult only classes, and they've got beginner and intermediate, so I have to get an assessment for that too. But I'm gonna be like, they might try to put me in intermediate, and I'd be like, no.
Let me be the big fish in the small pond. Mm-hmm. Wait, you have to tell me how the swimming thing goes, because I don't know how my lungs would handle it. Because I mean, I think I could probably, but you know, having the only person in my life whose swimming capabilities. We were standing solid. Mm-hmm. Having you scoot ahead of me makes me feel like maybe I.
But also think that you have height advantage, because like once you get
that's all I have.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I can't even, where some people are just standing, I can't even just stand there. So.
Oh, yeah. The stakes are higher.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason. I think my height is, though, the reason why I kind of just like have skated by, and that, and like, what are they going to do? Like, mm-hmm. I can tread. I can do some of it. Like,
yeah.
Whatever, but that was like 90% of my when swimming underwater. I just get a real good kickoff with those legs, and I'm almost all the way across the pool. Mm-hmm. Like that's until that comes in. But you might inspire me to do that. I definitely, when we have kids, I'm gonna take swimming lessons, obviously with like CPR and like all of that stuff. But if my kid is drowning, I need to be able to go get them and not have Mott's have to come get. Me.
Yeah.
like it's just like I see those videos of people are like, oh, they survived like a boat crash and they were treading water for days. And I'm like, I can't even promise I can tread water for like a whole class
10
period.
Minutes.
Like
also the classes are only like 20 minutes long. So like that is inspiring for, you know, breathing. So
no, that is I could probably do that for 20 minutes.
Yes.
I love floating too. Like I love being in the water, but like I like it to be clear. Yeah. And I like to be able to touch the bottom constantly.
Yeah.
Wow. How often are you going to have to wash your hair?
I'm going to get, I found this black owned company that has like swim turbines that are waterproof. No.
That's the thing that has.
No.
Oh.
No. I'm going to have this swim turbine on.
Yeah.
Because my hair will get like, dried out anyway, so I can't wash it too long.
No, that's so it'll and your yeah, and just like a ton of moisturizer. That was like the thing that I always hated about swimming.
Nope. Shout out to YGN, I believe is what it's called. But they've got these waterproof swim turbines, and I've seen I get the ads all the time on Instagram during the summertime, so.
That's a very smart niche to do. I'm just like afraid. Like swim caps always just like rip your hair out.
Yeah. Well, this one isn't like plastic. That's the thing. Yeah.
So that makes – because like that's like they always like, oh, make sure you use a soft scrunchie to do your hair. And they go, oh, here's a giant essentially like rubber band condom to put on your head. And don't worry about the breakage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to happen.
I actually like started taking lessons when we were shooting Mr. Student Body President. And then my swim cap, it was the giant condom split in half. And I'm like, and I can't get another. This is like the extra large and I can't get another one on my head. So this is the end of my lessons.
No, it's like truly, I'm sorry, but like I don't need to learn if that's the only thing available.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm literally looking up adult swimming classes. That's a really
good idea. You the one.
Yeah.
That I'm going to.
But I just love the idea. First of all, anywhere we go when we're a duo, people love us. They mm-hmm. think we're adorable. Every nail salon we go to, restaurant, mm-hmm. store.
Workout classes.
Like, yeah. They're like, look at you two. You're so cute. And I just think like picturing us in sensible swimwear, like this isn't like the thotty bikinis that we have, like sensible swimwear with fucking swim caps on, trying to learn and both absolutely like floundering, trying to do a freestyle stroke mm-hmm. and having someone teach us do that. Like that's so fucking funny. That's our own version of the simple life.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I bought when I was going to take lessons, I bought these like one piece sensible like swimsuits. So we'll try them out, see if they still fit. But if not, I'm going to have to buy some more.
You can get the ones that kind of look like you're wrestling and they're like shorts.
That's what they are. That's what they are.
Oh, that's good. It won't ride up your butt.
Yeah, that's why I got them.
I'm looking at the website you sent me and it's mm-hmm. so many babies.
At the bottom, when it says lessons, there's the adult ones.
Stroke develop. Yeah, like all these kids can swim so much better than me. No, like legitimately, that was, I don't think anyone I went to high school with knows that I'm not a great swimmer because like that would have been like social pariah. Like everybody, that was like you were on like junior Olympic swim team. Like if there's anything about Marin is swimming. Like it's in my high school specifically, like swim, yeah. Water polo, swim. And that's most California schools, but like no one gave a really shit about fucking football, basketball, swim team, swim. And I just faked my period like constantly. And I was like, I can't, I think I maybe got in the water twice.
And like, why you're constantly bleeding.
No, it is my karma. To be fair, that was actually I was on constant birth control at that point, so like I was just lying out of my ass, like you know. But I'm like, it has happened before, so it technically could have happened again.
I sent you a picture of my swimsuit, and I have it in like 5 colors.
That's exactly what I was picturing. I love that. Wow. Yeah, I have about seeing. Our nephew can now swim. He completed his swim lessons. And watching the videos, I've realized we're at the same skill level.
Mm. Well.
And I think I should be able to swim better than a 3-year-old.
He has time on his side because he was just in amniotic fluid 3 years ago.
Yeah. I also quit when I had to do like secondary swim lessons. Cause like I never did official ones. I did like, we're teaching you how to swim. And the issue was like, it was a natural, but it was like, well, I'm not doing anything really. And they're like, oh, you're fine. And it's like, well,
that's how Noah hates being told what to do by a swim instructor and acts like they won't move him to the next level because he won't do what he's told to do because he's very shy, like he's really mm-hmm. shy, but like out like in just like the pool when there's no instructor, he's just like a fucking fish and he's very long and lanky, and so like he has more of a natural ability mm-hmm. as you know the I was like, yeah, he kind of like has the build of how Michael Phelps is, and Melanie was like, yeah, his teacher actually said the same thing. And so I was like, he should have like more of a, and he does, but he just does not like them. He doesn't like having to pass a test for them, and so they won't move him to the next level. Aww. Even though he's like, he can't swim decently.
Yeah, just not testing mm-hmm. in that environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very much the same way. I quit because I quit my like official swim lessons and I was a little old. I was probably like 8 or something. And I knew how to do everything I know how to do today. no more, no less. And then day two, they made us get into the pool with all of our clothes on. And I was like, hard pass. And then my dad was
like,
okay.
Why make you do that?
To like in case you fell in the pool and like how to like, you know, they take the heaviest clothes off first and then like how to swim to shore. And I was like, that's anxiety inducing. I'm not doing that. And I told my dad, and he goes, okay, you can leave. And
then that seems like more like an advanced class to me.
I think it was like
survival class?
I want to say that it was like swimming survival and fundamentals, because I assume someone in my life realized that, you know, I knew I could get around in water, but I don't think I really knew what I was doing or why I was doing it or whatever. And I think it was like, okay, well, she's not going to get into it more, but, I think they were supposed to teach other things too, but I just quit after that point, which you shouldn't be allowed to quit swim lessons. You should just then go to be enrolled in different swim lessons.
Like I said, I quit mine because my swim cap broke. So
no, but you're an adult. Like, I don't think a kid should be like, you know what? Like, I don't want to. And it wasn't that I don't want to learn how to swim. It was like, I don't like that I have to get in with all my clothes on. And, you know, I think letting a child make the decision for themselves that they will grow into an adulthood and not be a good swimmer, I don't think that's great parenting. Anyways. Right. Let us know if you can swim. are you a good swimmer? Are you a Melissa and Megan swimmer? And, or are you going to be a Melissa 2.0 swimmer?
Yeah.
I will be left in the dust, in the shallowhood.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Shallows in the shallows.
That's enough.
I've never seen it. Good. Oh,
we'll see you
see
next
Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.